Today's shiur begins 16 lines from the top. You will notice on the line a shape resembling an inverted volcano or a trapezoid. We are in the middle of a discussion, as you can see, that this is marked off also as number 2. We started our previous, in our previous shiur, the Adaf Chof Dalam at Beis, the question was raised, can one draw conclusions from seeing someone do Birkas Kohanim, or Nesias Kapayim as it's referred to in the Gemara, and thereby say, oh, if he's doing Nesias Kapayim, he must be a Kohen, and as such, he would be considered of pure lineage, pure pedigree, and we can enable him to marry a woman of like background, of pure lineage. And that's called Yuchasin. And the question then is, Ma'alalois Minesis Kapayim Liuchasin, as we saw on Chof Dalam and Beis. So we're continuing with that by citing the following source. Before we begin the actual text, though, let us glance at the side where we see a topic heading. Dugmois shonos, different examples, shohanhogas shonos, veizorim shonim, different practices in different areas, shemarim shukoin, that established, that show that he is a Kohen. So the source reads, Chazoka l'kahuna, a basis upon which one could testify that so-and-so is a Kohen, Nesias Kapayim Bebovel, if one sees in Babylonia, in the exile, someone doing Birkas Kohanim. Rashi says, Haroi Ehu Noise Kapov. Rashi that we're looking at is almost a little less than halfway down. Nesias Kapayim Bebovel. Haroi Noise Kapov Bebovel. Someone who sees an individual doing the Birkas Kohanim in Bovel, Meid Olov Bechol Mokim Shukoin, can testify about him wherever that he is a Kohen, Umekablin Hemenu, and we will accept that. Lefishiesh Shom Yeshiva Beisim Kavua Boidkin Achar Noise Kapayim. There in Bovel, there was a court, an established court, that checked out who were those that were doing Nesias Kapayim. Aval Achilas Chala Utruma Eino Chazoka. But in Bovel, the consumption of the Chala tithe, the dough tithe given to Kehanim, and the Truma tithe does not constitute a basis of establishing someone as being a Kohen. The Chutza La'oretz Lav Doraisa Truma Delay. The tithing done in Chutz La'aretz, outside of the land of Israel, is not of a Torah basis, and hence people aren't that diligent and careful about who eats it. So if you see someone eating truma or challah is the dough tithe, in Bovel, you cannot testify that that person is a Kohen. So in the source that we're reading, we noted that Nesias Kapayim in Bovel, Vachilas Chala B'Suria. Suria is a land region adjacent to Eretz Yisrael that was once captured by David HaMelech, and he attached it to Eretz Yisrael. And that event is referred to as a Kibush Yochid. Without getting into all of the halachic details and explanations, that's a conquest of a land area outside of Eretz Yisrael before all of Eretz Yisrael was actually conquered. It's called Kibush Yochid, and according to this opinion, it's considered like Eretz Yisrael. It's called a Kibush. And the Chala and Truma there, the Chala certainly is Doraisa. So the Gemara continues, therefore the Achilas Chala in Surya, that's a sign of someone being a Kohen. V'chiluk matonas b'krochen, the distribution of the Zeruah L'chayim v'keva, different parts of chulin animals, non-sacrificed animals, the cheek, the forearm, and the stomach of those animals is given to Kohanim. So if one sees that in cities, even though there's no prohibition per se of non-Kohanim eating that, it's chulin, nevertheless, The Krachim, Rashi describes, are public places. There are many travelers passing through, and if they see you receiving Chiluk Matanos, the distribution of those parts of Chulin animals, common slaughtered animals, and someone sees you receiving a portion and you're not a Kohen, they're going to spot you and you'll look really foolish. It'll be so for someone who's not a Kohen to take Matonis, the Zerah L'chayim v'keva, parts of the animal, would constitute a real chutzpah. Therefore, we don't associate that with people. If you see someone receiving Matonis in the large cities, you can assume he is a Kohen. Kotoni Mihas, it says in this source, however, and this is what we want to focus on, Nesias Kapayim, that Nesias Kapayim constitutes Chazoka Laguna, my love, Liuchsin. Is it not so that this means that if you see someone doing Nesias Kapayim, you can assume that he is Miyuchas, that he is of pure lineage? Lo, that's not the conclusion to reach. Rather, Litruma. If you see someone doing Nesias Kapayim, that will tell you that you can give him truma. Rashi says, "Lo, l'truma ro'ehu, no se kapo b'bovel." If you this, what's the source saying? If you see someone doing this, yes, kapayim in bovel. Rashi goes on, "Oichel chala dafke b'surya," or you see someone in Surya eating chala. V'heir olav eretz Yisrael, and that information was stated in Israel concerning that party. Mekablen edusel achilo truma avolo liuchsin. We'll process that information and say, oh, you saw him doing birkas kehanim in Bavel, or you saw him eating chal in Syria, therefore let us give him truma. But we're not going to conclude purity of lineage. The Gemara asks, "V'ha dumya d'achilas chalakotani?" This source taught Nesias Kapayim together with the example of the eating of challah. Ma'achilas challah liyuchsin, and here the Gemara is making an assumption, just like achilas challah is a sign of his being miyuchas. And the thinking here is that what achilas challah, what are you going to say? That's for truma purposes, but the challah itself has the status of truma. So you wouldn't use the achilas challah to draw a conclusion about something like itself. So it must be that this is a reasonable assumption for the time being, that just like achilas challah is evidence, is proof for yuchasin, af nesias kapayim, which is taught in the same source, liyuchasin. It means you can draw a conclusion from seeing someone in Bavel doing nesias kapayim and establish him as having pure pedigree. Lo, not so. Achilas challah gufa litruma. If you see someone eating challah in Surya, all that tells you is that he is worthy of receiving truma. That, as we saw before in the Rashi, if you would tell that information in Eretz Yisrael that we saw this guy eating challah in Surya, in Eretz Yisrael he'll get truma. Now we ask, but they're one and the same. Challah is a tithe from dough, just like truma is a tithe from fruits. It's one and the same. What do you mean that challah is evidence that we can now give him truma? If he's already eating challah, so he'd be eating truma. Not so. Kosovar, the opinion of this Tana is as follows. Challah bizmanazeh de rabbonon utruma do raisa. Challah nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash and the people of Israel are not living in their land, so it's rabbinic. It's a rabbinic tithe. It's not something that the Torah expects of us. Utruma nowadays, though, is doraisa. It has a Torah level status. Umaskinon mechala derabonon l'truma doraisa. And what this source is revealing to us is that you can draw conclusions from someone eating challah, which is merely rabbinic, and entitle him to receive truma, which is a Torah level tithe. And this assumption, or this establishment of challah being bizmanazeh derabbanan and truma deraisa, this is in accordance with the following. Uchida apichlu Rav Una brei Rav Yeshua the Rabbanan, as Rav Yeshua made the case to the Rabbanan after he switched something around. this line is a bit vague right now. What do you mean? We didn't see Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, we didn't see the Rabbanan who's switching things around. All of this will become clearer later on. All we have to note, though, for the time being, is that the way we learned this source, that the Achilas Chala is going to serve as evidence or a basis for giving someone Truma, whereas Chala is rabbinic and the Truma is a Doraisa, is a Torah level type tithe nowadays, this is in accordance with Rav Huna's teaching to the Rabbanan. Notice the markings. We have a crown appearing in two different directions, with the crown points facing up. That crown shape highlights the word Chala, and the inverted crown shape highlights the word Truma. And on the side of the Gemara, you can see under the Mivneh heading, we have a squiggle underline that appears, highlighting Hadgoshes Amila Kosovar, presenting the opinion of so-and-so, and the crowns, Hadgoshes Chala and Hadgoshes Truma. Hadgosha means the highlighting of these two words. Why have we marked these words like this? So our note says, Kedei lahokia limtso oisom l'ur chasugya, in order to make it easier to find these key words throughout the topic, Bizman shagmor mitzenes imheim doraisa derabonan. Each time you want to note, is the opinion being presented saying that the tahala is doraisa or derabonan, likewise with regard to truma. So in order to be able to spot these words easily, and the description that follows them, we've highlighted them with the crown shape. In the meantime, though, what have we done since the inverted trapezoid marked as number two? We attempted to say Malin mi Nesias Kapayim Leyuchsin, but that was rejected. We continue in our search. Toshma Chazoka Lekuna. This source opens in a similar fashion to the source before, but you'll see it's a different source. Chazoka Lekuna, if you see the following that establishes someone for the kahuna, what might you see? Nesias Kapayim, V'chiluk Gronos Beretz Yisrael. If you see someone doing the priestly blessing called Nesias Kapayim, or you see someone receiving the distribution of Truma in the land of Israel. Ubesuria uvacholmokam shishluchei Rosh Chodesh Magiyin. Another category is Surya, and any place that's within 15 days travel of Israel. That's the expression uvacholmokam shishluchei Rosh Chodesh, the agents or the emissaries informing the outlying areas of the new month having been established by the court in Jerusalem. So they travel for 15 days outside of Jerusalem. So all the areas around Israel, 15 days journey, is called this Mokom Shishluchei Shluchei Rosh Chodesh Magiyim. So in these places, Surya and all those outlying areas, Nesias Kapayim is a raya, aval lo chiluk gronos. If you see the priestly blessing done, so that will be a evidence or proof of kahuna, but not the truma distribution in those areas. Bavel kisuria. Bavel has the same standards as Surya. Rav Shimon Leomer af Alexandria shel Mitzrayim Borishona, the same with regard to the Egyptian city of Alexandria, that they should base in Fuin Shem, because there was a permanent court there. There's a lot of information in this source, but we have to focus on what's important for us right now. Kotoni Mias Nesias Kapayim. It said in this source that the priestly blessing serves as a basis for establishing kahuna. My lav liuchzin. Does it not mean that it establishes him as a kohen with a pure pedigree? No, that's not what it's. That's not what it's saying. Lechala, saying that the Nesias Kapayim establishes his pedigree for not lineage, but rather the right to receive the do tithe called challah. The Gemara asks, "Ha dumya dechilu gronis katoni?" But in the same source, it said not only nesias kapayim but chilu gronis also is evidence of kahuna. Ma chilu gronis luch. And just like if you see someone receiving a truma portion in at the distribution site, you would conclude that he is of pure lineage. So too, if you see someone doing the priestly blessing, he is considered miyuchas. No, that's not the understanding. Rather, chiluk gronas gufa equals lechala. If you see someone receiving a portion of truma, you are able to conclude that he can receive a portion of the dough as a kohen. Kosovar, in presenting the source as we just did, namely that witnessing truma receipt in order to conclude regarding challah, this represents, reflects the opinion Kosovar truma bezman ezed rabbanon v'challah d'oraisa umaskinon mi truma d'rabbanon l'challah d'oraisa, and we conclude from someone receiving truma, which is only rabbinic nowadays, and enable him to receive the challah tithe, which is of a Torah status. Now, this opinion that truma bezman hazeh derabbanan and challah is deraisa uchidashkichinu ravuna brei derav Yeshua l'rabbanan. That's the opinion of those that Ravuna met. Ravuna, in the upcoming bracketed section, we'll see the discussion that we've been referring to. But in that story, Rav Huna meets the Rabbanan, and they present their position that Truma Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, the Chala is the Raisa, and then we'll meet up with Rav Huna's response to them. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua responds to them, and he flips things around. And that term, flips things around, is the term that we referred to earlier. You'll notice that we have stars to the side of the Gemara text. If you align the stars that we'll see soon with that which you saw above, you'll notice there it was pointed out by the Gemara that Chalab is Manazez Rabban Shuma Deraisa, in accordance with the way Rav Huna Brev Yeshua had responded to the Rabbanan. And now, as we go on in the Gemara, you see there's a bracketed section which takes us to the top line of Amud Beis, after which the bracketed section closes, and the Gemara will go back to the basic issue of can we conclude from Nesias Kapayim LeYuchasin? And you'll see the fourth trapezoid shape there at the top line of Amud Beis. So that now that the structure of the Gemara is pretty clear, we're going to go back to finding out finding a source for the issue of Ma'alu Lalois Mi Nesias Kapayim LeYuchasin. But in the meantime, the Gemara goes over in the bracketed section the discussion between the Rabbanan and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. Diomar, we're reading now the bracketed section. Diomar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna tells us, Ashkechinu Rabbanan de Beirav, the Asvi Vukamri. I met the students of the yeshiva, that's Rabbanan de Beirav, and they were seated and they were saying, Afil Laman Diomar Truma Bezmanazeh de Rabbanan Chala de Raisa. This is again the opinion of, we dot underline, notice the word Ashkachtinu. Whereas Rav Huna Rav Yeshua found them. This is the opinion of those Rabbonon. And they're saying, you notice, by the way, we have a diamond here on the side under the Mivneh heading, Lavlit Ma Omru Rabbonon Bri Rav, Uma Ono Lehem Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. With the diamonds, we begin each one's point. So the Rabbonon point was, the Qamri, they said that even according to the opinion that Truma Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, Chala is the Raisa. What's the basis for saying, making that distinction? Sharei, Shiva Shikibshu V'Sheva Shechuku, the seven, actually a total of 14 years, it's 7 and 7 years of conquest, 7 years of land division, before the Jewish people are considered fully ensconced in the land of Israel. The 7 years of conquest, and during those 7 years of conquest and 7 years of land distribution, the people of Israel, nischaivu b'chala, they were obligated to the chalatai, the lo nischaivu b'truma, but they weren't yet chayav in truma. Truma or truma, samaisris. So we see that even prior to the land conquest and land distribution, there is a chala obligation. You might say that that's reminiscent of the situation today. We don't have the conquered land and distributed amongst the tribes. So it's that in and of itself is not reason to hold chala is anything other than doraisa. So chala bezmanazeh nowadays also is doraisa. V'amino laho ano, and I said to them, this is Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua's response to them, Adarabba, the opposite. And here we have a star, as we mentioned earlier, to the meaning right hand side of the Gemara text, and this Adarabba means just the opposite. This is the basis of what we saw in the star above, for the apiklu Rav Huna Braid Yeshua, which presented Chala as being Bismanazeh, Durabonon, and Truma as Doraisa. So we continue in the Gemara. The Amino Lohoano, we're at the second diamond, and I told them, says Rav Huna, Adarabba, to the contrary, Afilu Lamadomar Truma Bismanazeh Doraisa, even according to the opinion that says the Truma nowadays is chayav on a Torah level, Chala, Durabonon, Chala is a mere rabbinic requirement. The Sanya, and proof to that is in the following source. The double underline that you see here is used to highlight the proofs that each one brings. So we see here a pasuk, Bevoachem el Haaretz. This is a pasuk that is in the context of Chala, the Chala tithe. And it says when you come into the land, that's when you will practice challah. Ebevoachem yochol mishenichnasu lo shnayim v'shloshim meraglim. If all it says when you come in, does that mean from the point that two or three spies came into the land? In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, he sent 12 spies into the land. The time of Joshua, so 2 spies were sent into the land. From the time those spies enter, that's it. That's their chayev. Tamalomer bevoachem, bevias kulchem, omarti velo bevias miksaschem. Bevoachem means when you all enter the land, not when just part of you enter the land. So the chiyuv of chala is upon entrance to the land. V'chiaskinu Ezra, and we should, before we go on, the Pasuk said b'vo'achem, that when is the obligation? When b'vias kulchem, when everyone comes in. V'chiaskinu Ezra, when Ezra brought back the exiled, the Jews, that we'll call them the returnees, we continue at the top of Omid Beis, Lav Kulhu Soluk, not all of them came. So if you have that, where only a few Jews came, to speak about Chala as being binding on a Torah level, not so, because the Torah requires Bias Kulchem, and that didn't happen in the time of Ezra. And we today are living as an extension of that time period, of the time of Ezra. So Chala Bismanazeh is not De'oraisa. That it rather is De'rabonon. Truma, on the other hand, says Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, that is Doraisa. And therefore, according to Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, the source above where we had the number 3 that speaks about Nesias Kapayim and Chiluk Gronos, we need the Chiluk Gronos, that is, we need the Nesias Kapayim to serve as proof, not for Yuchasin, but rather for Chala. And the Chala itself, we asked, isn't that one and the same as Chiluk Gronos? So we pointed out that the Chiluk Gronos itself is a proof for Chala. And you'll ask, but but they're one and the same. What do I need chiluk gronos to be a source to prove that he should receive challah? The answer to that is that the chiluk gronos, which is truma, that's only rabbinic. The challah is d'oraisa. So I need some basis of establishing someone as a kohen before I can give him challah. Therefore, we say if you see him receiving a truma tithe, or if you see him doing nesias kapayim, we can use those as proof for him to receive challah. But we are not going to use nesias kapayim as proof for yuchasin purposes. Ta shma. So we continue with the fourth source, and as you can see, the fourth inverted, the fourth trapezoid shape. Here we're going to try to show that nesias kapayim once again is proof for yuchasin. Toshma chazoka lekuna nesias kapayim v'chiluk gronos v'edus. Proof of kahuna is the priestly blessing, the distribution of truma, and edus. Edus means testimony. So the Gemara asks, edus chazoka hi? How can you say that the testimony is a demonstration of someone being a kohen? If Edim come and testify, that's called testimony. That's not called chazoka. Elo lav hochi koma. Rather, you have to speak or state it thusly. Nesias kapayim ki edus. The power in seeing someone do nesias kapayim is like the power of testimony. Ma edus liuchsin, just like if witnesses come and say, we know this person to be a pure lineage, af nesias kapayim liuchsin, so too, seeing someone do the priestly blessing is of the same power. Lo, do not conclude thusly. Rather, what the source is saying is, edus habo mikoyach chazoka kechazoka. Rather, testimony that comes as a result of seeing a Kohen practice is like your seeing the Kohen practice. We take a look at Rashi on the fourth line from the top. Edus habo mikoach chazoka kechazoka, ha'edus nekabel. We will accept testimony v'na'achilo b'truma and give him truma ki'ilu ra'inuha anan la'oysa chazoka shezehi. It is as if we saw the circumstance or the example that this witness is telling us about. So that if you have people coming to tell us that we saw so-and-so do nesias kapayim, it's as if we saw him doing nesias kapayim and we will give him truma. But as far as the main point is concerned, we do not see here that nesias kapayim is proof for yuchasin. And the Gemara now goes through a few cases, and you see on the side we have a nosei mivneh heading, a triangle with a type of dashed underline. These are gimel maisim shal pi mikum kriyosim b'toyra nisu lahasik imu kayin olevi. Three stories involving kriyas haTorah, and someone was called to the Torah, and depending on the position, which aliyah l'Torah, which honor he got in being called to the Torah, we are going to establish whether he's a Kohen or a Levi. Ki hahu de'osu l'kamei d'Rabbi Ami, omar le musakani bozeh shu Kohen. It's a case of someone coming to Rabbi Ami, and he said, I know that so-and-so is a Kohen. Omar le marois, Rabbi Ami asked, what did you see that leads you to that conclusion? Amalei Shekoro Rishon Beveis HaKnesset. He was the first one to get an aliyah to the Torah. He was the first one to read from the Torah. Question. Becheskas Shu Kayin o Becheskas Shu Godol? You say he was the first to receive the honor of reading from the Torah on a Torah reading day. Is that because he was a Kohen or because he was the leading sage of the time? The Gemara mentions that the Godol Hador could receive the first aliyah to the Torah. So that the fact that you saw someone receive the first aliyah to the Torah, how do you know that he's a Kohen? Answer, Shekora Achrov Levi. Because the second reader from the Torah was a Levi. Only if the first one was a Kohen would the Levi be in the second position. Well, with that information, Velu Ravav Ami Lakuna Piv. Based on this information, sort of Ami enabled the subject to be considered a Kohen. Now, this story was brought in to illustrate the idea of Eidu that we saw on the fourth or the fifth line from the top, Eidu Sabah Mikoya Chazoka Kechazoka, that where you have testimony concerning an incident is like we ourselves saw the incident. So that with regard to Rami, testimony was said to him concerning so-and-so's getting the first aliyah and someone else getting a Levi being called to the second aliyah, and that is good enough for Rami to consider him a Kohen. However, as we said before, this does not mean as we thought before, that Nesias Kapayim is proof for Yuchasin. Absolutely not. But rather, as we said before, Nesias Kapayim is like testimony. And what that meant is that just like testimony about some Kohen type action can lead you to conclude he's a Kohen, so too Nesias Kapayim can lead you to consider him a Kohen with certain Kohen rites, like we saw giving him Truma, but not sufficient for considering him of pure lineage. We continue in the Gemara with some more stories like the one we just saw. Hahud also the Kameh to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. A fellow came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Lei, and he told Rabbi Yeshua, Muchsikani Bozeshu Levi, I know that so-and-so is a Levi. And practically speaking, if I establish someone to be a Levi, he'll get the Levi tithe, which is called Meiser, the Meiser Rishon tithe. Omar Lei Maroi, so Rabbi Yeshua asks, what did you see that leads you to this conclusion? Omar Lei, Shekoro Sheni Beis, he got the second aliyah to the Torah. He was called second for the Torah honor. Question, Bechezka Shu Levi or Bechezka Shu Godol? This second aliyah to the Torah, was it because he was a Levi or maybe because he was an outstanding luminary? Answer, Shekoro Lefonov Kohen. Because before the Levi, before this fellow got called to the number two position, a Kohen was called to the number one position. And as Rashi says across from here, Shekor Lofon of Kohen, Vilav the high Levi who, if this guy was not a Levi, Lo Hoya Kore Sheni Ela Shlishi, he wouldn't have been called to the number two position, he would be called to the number three position. Shnayim Kohanim Hoyu Korin Lefonov. There would have been two Kohanim called before him. The who, someone who's not a Levi, Shlishi. Let's continue back in the Gemara. Ahud also the Kameh de Reish Lakish. A story, and you can see that we have a long marking to accompany this. Someone came to Reish Lakish, Omar Lei, Muchsikani Bozeshu Kohenai, know that so-and-so is a Kohen. Omale Marois, what did you see to lead you to that conclusion? Omale Shekora Rishon de Beis HaKnesses. He was called to the number one position in the Torah reading. Omale Roisiv Shechilek Al HaGronos. Reish Lakish asks, did you see this guy receiving a Truma handout? A Truma portion? Before we go further in the Gemara, let's just note our Mivneh heading, the structural note on the side, a diamond appears with a double underline. The purpose of this is Lahavlit, to highlight Shetaguvas Rebelozer Lish'elas Reish Lakish Nilmad Me'Rab Yochanan. We saw in this story Reish Lakish investigating a little further beyond the reading of the beyond reading the first portion of the Torah before the what we call the first Aliyah to the Torah. Reish Lakish asked, "Did you see him receiving a portion?" And now Rabbi Lozer reacts to that as follows: "Omar lo Rabbi Lozer, v'im ein shom goren batla kahuna." And if there is grains planted in that area, are you going to say there's no more possibility of Kohen evidence? So that was Rabbi Lozer's response to Reish Lakish. We continue in the Gemara. Zimnin havu yasvi kamei d'Rabbi Yochanan. On another occasion, they were seated in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Also, ki ha maisa l'kamei. Very similar incident arose. Amar le Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asked, "Roisiv shechilek al goren? Did you see him receiving a truma portion?" In other words, you're saying that you saw him get the first aliyah in the shul, in the synagogue, the first Torah honor. Is that all you know about him? Did you see him also receiving a portion of truma, which is the tithe given to Kohanim? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan now says to Reish Lakish, "The imain sham goren batla kahuna. If there's no grains planted in that area, there's not going to be any chance of Kohen establishment." Just note with the markings that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying here is the same response that Rabbi Lozer made earlier. It should be noted that Rabbi Lozer was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Lozer above said, "V'yemein shom goren batla kahuna," if there's no grain planting in this area, there's not going to be any chance of establishing someone as a kohen, this is a response that Rabbi Lozer must have learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe, was his teacher. Now, when Rabbi Lozer said that, he didn't quote Rabbi Yochanan. He said it on his own. He said it without quoting Rabbi Yochanan. This infuriated Reish Lakish. Hodar chazio the Rabbi Lozer bishus. Rabbi Reish Lakish looked with anger on Rabbi Lozer. Omar Reish Lakish says, "Shamis mili de bar napcha." You heard Torah, you heard words of Torah, of halach, of law, from Bar Napcha. Bar Napcha is a reference to Rabbi Yochanan. "V'lo amrislon mishmei," and you didn't say it in his name? That's something that we can't overlook that. You should have said that which you've learned from Rabbi Yochanan in Rabbi Yochanan's name. Give Rabbi Yochanan credit, at least, for that particular response. Before we continue in the Gemara, we have on the side a Nosei topic heading. Rebbe, Reb Chia, you have two great scholars. Chad Hela Ben Lakuna Alpi Aviv. One of them, based on a father's word, enabled the son to be considered a Kohen. V'chad Hela Ach Alpi Ochiv Leleviya. And the other rabbi established someone to be a Levi based on the words of his brother. HaGemor Menasi Ladas Mi Omar Esma. The Gemara is going to try to figure out who said what. Now the Gemara. Rebbe Rebbe Chia. Chad Hela Ben Alpi Aviv Lakuna. One enabled a son to be considered a Kohen through the words of his father. V'chad Hela Ach Alpi Ochiv Lelevia. And the other one, the other rabbi, enabled a brother to be considered a Levi based on his brother's word. The Gemara has a point now. It's a long point. Tistayim de Rebbe Hela Ben Alpi Aviv Lakuna. Let us conclude that it's Rebbe that enabled a son to be considered a Kohen through the words of his father. Tisanyo Hare Shebo Viomar. A man comes along and says, "Benizeh." The Kohen, who this boy over here is my son, and he is a Kohen. Nemon lahachilo betrumo ve'eno nemon lahasio isho, divrei Rebbe. With that information, we'll give the boy, we'll give the son truma, but we're not going to enable him to marry a woman of pedigree. There is a chashash that maybe he is a mamzer. In other words, if this father had fathered this child by having intimacy with a forbidden type relative, so the child is an illegitimate child, he'll be considered a Kohen with regard to receiving a Truma tithe, but not be eligible to marry a woman of pure lineage. Amar lo Rabbi Chiya, im ato mamino lachilo betruma tamino lasisha. If you believe the father with regard to giving the son truma, which is the tithe eaten exclusively by Kohanim, so believe him to have the son considered a proper Kohen and be able to marry a woman of pure lineage. If you don't accept him with regard to marriage possibilities, then lo taminu le'echol truma. Then don't believe him with regard to truma either. Amale. So Rebbe answers, ani maminu achilo betruma, shebiyado achilo betruma. I believe the man's word with regard to truma, because the father is a kohen. He receives truma, and he could give his child truma at any time. So it's in his power. It's the issue of the child eating truma is something totally in this man's control. V'eini ma'amino asio isha, but I'm not going to believe him with regard to giving him a woman in marriage of pure lineage. She'ein biyado lahasio isha. It's not in the father's full control to marry a woman to his son. The woman has to agree. The woman's father has to agree. It's not something. It's not in. If she's a minor, so the father has to agree. It's not something in the boy's father's power. Tistayim. So we can conclude from this source that it's Rebbe that heeded a father's words concerning his son and establishing the son as a kohen, at least as far as receiving truma. And from the fact that Rebbe is the one that enabled a son to become considered a kohen based on his father's word, Rebbe Chiya helo ach alpi ochiv v'levia. So Rebbe Chiya is the one that enabled an individual by the word of his brother to be considered a Levi, and we pointed out before that. That had ramifications for the individual to now receive Miser Rishon, which is the tithe, the name of the tithe given to Levium. Rabbi Chiya Maishna ben Delo, in this Gemara, it seems that Rabbi Chiya was not going to enable a son to become a kohen. But a brother, yes. Well, why Ben? No. The Korovu Eitzelavim, because he is a relative to his father, and we're not going to accept the testimony of a father who's a relative of his son. Well, Achnami Korovu Eitzelachiv, by the same token, how is it that you are accepting the testimony of a brother who is a Korov, a relative to his brother? The Gemara answers at the top of Chof Vov Amud Aleph that the story with Rabbi Chiya involved b'mesiach lefi tumo. It wasn't formal testimony. It wasn't that you had a brother saying, "Listen, this fellow is my brother and he is a Levi." It was a case rather of a person telling us a story without intending to say testimony, and in the course of the story it turned out he told us information that led us to believe through his story that the brother is in fact a Levi. And now you can see in the Gemara a long point on the side under the Nosei, the topic heading, Maisa, we have a story, Shebo Royim Demalim Lekuna Al Pi Mesiach Lefi Tumo. That this type of information that's gleaned from listening to someone tell a story, from someone who speaks, Lefi Tumo is a type of speech where the speaker is not intending to tell us information in a direct fashion, but rather through some story or incident that he happens to tell us, we conclude the necessary information. So the Gemara continues, Kiha di Omar of Yuda Omar Shmuel, Maisa Ba'adam Echad, Shehoya Mesiach Lefitumo. There was a story with a person who was telling us a story in his wholesome fashion. Viomar, and he says, Zechurani, I remember Kshenitino Gumurka Vaksefer Shalabo, when I was a toddler, riding on my father's shoulders, Votsiuni Bebesa Sefer, and I was, he took me out of school, Vivshituni Es Kutonti, and he stripped off my garment, Vidbiluni, and he immersed me in a mikveh, Leechol Betruma Laerev. And the mikveh immersion was in anticipation of eating truma that evening. Rabbi Chiya Mesayim Bo, and Rabbi Chiya adds to this story, V'chaveri bedelin mimeni, and my friends used to keep a distance from me, for you korin osi, and they used to call me Yochanan Oichel Chalas. Yochanan is his name, the consumer of challah. Challah is a dough tithe that's given exclusively to Kohanim. So from hearing this whole story, V'he'elehu Rebbe l'kun al piv, and based on this story, Rebbe said, oh, that this individual is a Kohen,